We close ourselves off to hearing the Holy Spirit by choosing sin, by letting ourselves be stuck in our sins. There's two main sins that keep us from hearing the Holy Spirit. One is rebellion, which is, I don't care what the Holy Spirit is telling me, I want to do it my way. And another form of that same statement is, I don't care what the Catholic Church teaches, I don't care what Scripture says about it, I want to do it my way. I want to do what everybody else is saying is the right way. The second thing that keeps us from hearing the Holy Spirit is fear. I'm afraid that if I do what I think maybe the Holy Spirit is telling me to do, maybe it's just my imagination, but I'm afraid that if I do that, something bad's going to happen. Very often, the Holy Spirit gives us something, you know, that stirs up our spirits with some guidance that doesn't make logical sense to do. Evidence around us says it's not going to work. And so our logic says, that's just my imagination. It's fear that says, don't trust. Yes, we do need to have discernment, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We do need to not trust our own imagination. Therefore, we do need to have tools and procedures. And this is what I'm going to be talking about as we continue in this course, the things we can do to differentiate our own voice and other people's, the world's voices, from the Holy Spirit's voice. As long as you want to grow in holiness, and that is the biggest motivating factor of your life and your heart, you are alive in the Holy Spirit. And you will be able to come more and more alive as you proceed to walk this walk of faith, heading towards heaven. So I'd like to close this session with a thought, a question for you to think about until the next session. What in my life needs to be purged out of me so that I can become more aware of the Holy Spirit? Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it rebellion? Is it doubt? Is it a lack of trust in God altogether? Is it because my prayers haven't been answered and therefore, you know, what is it? And then your spiritual exercise now is to pray. From now on, pray every morning as one of the first things that you think about and do when you wake up. Pray, O Holy Spirit, renew me. Come renew me today. Fill me again. Fill me to overflowing. Help me to be more aware of your presence in me, more aware of your voice speaking to me, and more aware of your calling on my life. When we pray that prayer, in one form or another, use your own words, but when we pray that and have that intention, it's guaranteed. We do grow in holiness because the Holy Spirit will make sure it happens.